Few men have had such a profound impact on the world as Charles Darwin, but few people have ever heard and actually understood how the theory of evolution came about. Do you know that the loss of Charles Darwin's daughter played a major role in the development of his theory? Today's program will explain what took place. I'm personally fascinated with the history behind Charles Darwin, his life, his family, acquaintances, and of course, the philosophy of evolution that has had such an influence worldwide. My library is full of books that relate to Darwinism. The more I read and learn about the Gospel of Darwin, the more I am amazed at the gullibility of mankind. Recently, while speaking in England, I asked my host if he would take me to Darwin's home in Down, England. On a previous occasion, we had visited the site. However, it was closed due to renovations that were being done. This time, the home, now converted into a British tourist site, was open and ready for business. After paying the fee, we were handed an audio set that directed us through the home, revealing what it was like when the Darwin family lived there over 150 years ago. As usual, I took the opportunity to purchase more books. There were a number of new ones that I had not seen before that caught my attention. In particular, a book titled Annie's Box, Charles Darwin, His Daughter, and Human Evolution by Randall Keynes. When I turned the book over, here's what I read. The story of the personal tragedy that lay behind Darwin's revolutionary understanding of man's place in nature. Then, following this statement, was an endorsement by Lisa Jardine of the London Times. This is what she wrote. Keynes shows elegantly and convincingly how Darwin's mature theory grew out of intensely personal pain. His failure to find spiritual comfort after Annie's death strengthened and confirmed his trust in natural laws, evolutionary laws, later called survival of the fittest. Now, on the long flight back to the U.S., I read most of the 300-page book. What I discovered was truly amazing, especially in light of my own experience. I was about 10 years younger than Charles Darwin when my wife and I lost a son at birth. It was this event that God used to get my attention. Up until then, I had been a zealous promoter of Darwin's evolutionary ideas as a biology lecturer. Through our son's death, I came to know Jesus Christ. My life was radically changed, and I've been promoting biblical creation ever since. The death of Darwin's daughter Annie was instrumental in shaping the theory of evolution. This same theory has effectively removed a belief in Jesus, the Creator, from the minds of billions of people through time and worldwide. On August 5th, 2001, our second son, Bryce, at 27 years of age, died in a car accident in Canada. I thank God he knew Jesus, and that our family knows Jesus. Yes, death, when you don't know the Creator, who is our Redeemer, is a tough blow to take. Someday soon, I will meet our two sons in heaven. Until then, I will do all that I can to tell people about Jesus, our Creator and our Redeemer, and expose the myth that natural selection and the survival of the fittest provide the reasons for our existence. When it comes to the subject of origins, many Christians are comfortable with the idea that God used evolution. Darwin's theory of evolution merely provided a mechanism to explain how God created, they say. But people who make these statements have never taken the time to research what Darwin actually believed. Evolution is a great enemy of Christianity. Stay tuned, and I will explain why. Emma Wedgwood, Charles Darwin's bride, was a woman of faith. While visiting the bookstore at the British Museum of Natural History in London, I purchased a book titled Charles Darwin by author Janet Brown. In this book, I found a number of interesting statements which revealed the relationship that Darwin had with his wife. For example, on page 397 of this book, I read the following. Emma surely saw Darwin as one of the doubters who could, if they only stopped questioning, find themselves able to believe. she held firmly to a literal view of the resurrection and salvation. This had crystallized most obviously at the time of her sister Fanny's death. Now, rejoining her sister after death became a primary personal motive for Emma Wedgwood. Before she married Charles, Emma had a number of concerns about the things Charles believed. Here's another quote from Brown's book. To imagine her future husband rejecting the prospect of salvation was harrowing. In the most basic of ways, she recoiled from the thoughts that his doubts might brand him as one of the unsaved. She might not meet him in heaven. Eternal damnation was for her an unmentionable terror. Now, Darwin's own autobiography reveals he considered eternal damnation, but rejected it. He said, if Christianity was true, then his grandfather, father, and almost all of his best friends would be everlastingly punished. Christianity, he said, was a damnable doctrine. It puzzles me why a Christian would attempt to link Darwinian evolution with a biblical God. It's obvious that Darwin's views and the concerns of his wife tell the true story. Evolution was not designed to explain how God created. While I was visiting the London Natural History Museum, I witnessed firsthand more compelling evidence revealing the true meaning of Darwinism. As I stood in front of a display showing creatures that had been painted to look part ape and part human, I overheard a conversation between a mother and her 5-year-old daughter. The mother was explaining to her child how science had proven we've evolved from apes. The little girl, somewhat troubled, responded to what her mother was claiming. But that's not how God made us, Mommy, she said. Then her mother responded emphatically, I told you we exist because of evolution. The little girl, still dumbfounded, then asked, But what about God? And the mother said, I've chosen not to believe in God. But you can believe in God now if you want. So did I when I was a little girl. When you grow up, you'll know better. Darwinian evolution has caused more people to doubt God than any other idea I know. That is why I call it the greatest delusion in the history of mankind. Reversing the same words the mother said to her little girl, I will conclude this program. You can believe in evolution now if you want, but someday, perhaps after you die, you'll know better. I'm Roger Oakland.